our God is a loving, compassionate Father, and He doesn't miss a point, but we don't always understand what He's up to. So would you just bow your heads, and we're going to agree to go to the Lord together. Father, without You, we can do nothing. So as we purpose to go forward with You, we give You the praise and the glory for everything that You're doing. And we don't always understand, but we trust by choice. And so, Father, I give You what I am and who I am to use for Your glory, so that You may be glorified. In Jesus' name. I was just kind of searching the heart of the Lord today to see what He wanted, and it's been quite a day. And I'd like to go back to a dream that the Lord gave me Sunday morning. It came in a dream and a vision combination. And I saw my feet in it, and at the beginning they were wrapped. And it looked like, I would say, soiled white cloth. Maybe that's the best I can describe it. And the message, obviously, is on the internet, so you'll be able to connect with that. But it's been on my heart, and I've been asking the Lord what it was and what it meant. I saw the cloth being removed, and I described this a little bit to one person today, where as I was looking at one foot, I believe it was the right foot, and the focus was on the small toes, not the large toe. And they were crunched, or bunched up if you wish, bruised, black. Anything but what you could say a clean foot. It was not clean. It looked like it was dried blood maybe on it, would be probably the best description. But I didn't remember all that until today. And all of a sudden, I saw in between the toes blood. It was vivid red. And so vivid that it was shocking. And it started to ooze out of both of my feet. That was perception. And all of a sudden, I couldn't see the toes anymore. It was just blood everywhere. Well, today, I had a nudge at 2:40 to write something down because the Lord had shown me or given me a word about someone, and I wrote it down. I wrote it down at 2:40. Kind of neat that at 3:05, the same individual calls me. And as I'm talking to this person and praying for this individual, because there's lots of difficulties, I heard my mouth say, "Well, when my friend stepped on my toes, and instantly I'm in the dream, I'm back into the vision." And that's when I realized that they were crushed. I kind of sensed it Sunday, but I wasn't sure. Because again, I want to remind you that God is a God who builds from nothing what He wants to reveal in any of us and in all of us. And He takes it a little tiny piece at a time. And if we're patient with Him, He will make the picture clear, and He will give you instruction to go with it. Well, because of the revelation that came today, it was time to activate. And I said, "Lord, is there any unforgiveness in my heart about what this person did? Is there any nudge or grudge or anything that's left over that I haven't dealt with?" And I didn't hear anything. So obviously, I don't know. I don't have instructions yet. But my press is to say to you, when the Holy Spirit begins a work in us, He is so precise in making sure that all the details are covered that you're not going to miss out. he's going to make sure that everything is confirmed with signs and wonders and multiplications so that you're not going to miss the mark. And he's going to make absolutely sure that everything is established in two or three witnesses. So I said to the Lord again, you know, am I running ahead? And he said, well, you could be in a hurry. Does any of you have any problems with being in a hurry? You want it done yesterday? Well, I want to go back to the vision that came for many years about entering Capernaum, because today, as I was listening to a CD, guess what was on the CD? Coming into Capernaum. And I said, okay, Lord. And he says, yes, today you can go to Luke. So I want you to come with me to Luke chapter 4. In Luke chapter 4, the beginning of the chapter, it speaks about Jesus and the temptation. He is now led into the wilderness, etc. The devil takes him a few tricks, and obviously he responds. Then in verse 14, Jesus rejected at Nazareth, which I'd like to kind of peek at that. Jesus returned, verse 14, to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, which is important. He didn't go in the natural realm. He went in the power of the Spirit. And news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. So in other words, there's an excitement, there's an awesome reality that's happening in his life. He went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Wow. I mean, just those words are enough to awaken in you a reality. Wow! What a transition from a normal carpenter to a preacher. Excitement is in the air because of his obedience. Okay? Verse 20 says, then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. Now, a lot of people don't know that actually he was sitting in Elijah's chair, where no one was supposed to sit, because every synagogue had an Elijah chair. Just like at the Passover meal, there was an Elijah chair. It was empty. It was there so that when you had the feast, Elijah could show up, and he was welcome to come. Because you see, the scripture says the spirit of Elijah will return before Jesus returns. So he now sits in that chair, and of course, obviously, wow! This is going to shake up the whole synagogue. Amen? Because nobody's supposed to sit there. On a side note, one of the Passover feasts that we did at Grace Church of Christ, a friend of mine who was a visionary was invited. He came. And during the meal, he comes over to me, and we had set up a main table. And there was an Elijah chair on the end. Do you remember that? We had his plate sit there and his cup. Everything was ready. This guy had no knowledge. He comes over to me. He says, Kim, he says, there's a man. He says, he's sitting right there in that chair. He's dressed such and such a way, and he's ready to commune with you. What does that say? When you obey, you'll find a way to confirm what you did in obedience. There are many, many things that Jesus did in obedience to the Father, and they will bring about some responses. Look at your neighbor. Say, when you do what God says, there will be responses.
There will be responses.
And repercussions.
And repercussions.
Hallelujah. Are you ready? It says in 20b, the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. Like, what is he doing in that chair? If it was an ordinary chair, that scripture would not be there. But it was that chair. And he began by saying to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Now he's making a declaration about himself, and obviously this is going to create a little bit of a storm. All spoke well of him, look it, all spoke well of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Isn't this Joseph's son? They asked. Jesus said to them, surely you will quote this proverb to me. Physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. What you have what? Right, what you did in Capernaum. So there's rumors. Amen? I tell you the truth, he continued, no prophet is acceptable or accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha and the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed. Only Naaman from Syria. Now, a cotton-picking stranger comes in and gets what? Delivered. Woo! Would you like to be hearing all this? All the people in the synagogue were furious. When they heard this, they got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath began to teach the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his message had authority. His message had what?
Authority.
So if you're going to go to God, you better decide how you're going to go to Papa. Either he loves you or he doesn't. Either he wants to use you or he doesn't. Either he's interested in you or he isn't. So when you use the word of the Lord, this is a directive to you. Use your
authority.
Use your
authority.
Who gave it to you? Jesus gave it to you because you have his spirit. So when I am under attack, under oppression, under some kind of work that the enemy is trying to stop me, or somebody's trying to push me over a cliff, what do I do? Yeah. Okay. Now, the next level is quite important. 33. In the synagogue there was a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit, and he cried out at the top of his voice. How many have ever been in church when the enemy decides to show up and get some attention? Yeah. Have you ever noticed that he likes to be loud? Whether he's using a male or a female, loud. He cried out at the top of his voice, ha! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Notice he had exact knowledge of who he was. You have come to destroy us. I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Advertising by the demonic realm is nothing new. It could happen to you. advertising from the demonic realm is nothing new. It could happen and has happened to me. Be quiet, Jesus said, sternly. Why is that word there? Because without it, it's just, oh, be quiet, you nice little kid. Poor old man, poor old lady. He did not address the man. He addressed the spirit sternly. Come out of him. And when the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him, without injuring him, without injuring him, my record is not broken. I'm trying to get a point across. Without injuring him, all the people were amazed and said to each other, what is this teaching? With authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out. And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever. Now, how many of you ever had a person in your home who had a high fever? How many of you have ever decided to do what God says? You better check and see if it's a real or if it's a demonic spirit that's doing the work. Huh. See? Watch again. She's suffering from a high fever. And they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and said, sweetheart, I love you so much. I could get you a cold towel. No, it's not what my word says. My scripture says, rebuke the fever. Did you ever rebuke a cat that tried to pee on your floor? You laugh. This is the absolute truth. Mom is extremely sick. This is many years ago. And I had just learned about how you treat the enemy with your authority. Okay? And I had said to her, Mom, why are you sick? I don't know. I said, Mom, when are you going to decide to get rid of this thing?
I don't know. I don't feel good.
So, Mom, when are you going to decide to do what you used to do when the dog used to pee on the floor? Oh, she says, don't be silly. I said, Mom, I can remember that poor little dog probably had two red cheeks by the time you got done with her. Because you would not put up with her peeing on the floor. And you put her nose in the mess and kick her outside. And you surely would not let her in until she peed out there. I said, and sometimes it was cold in the snow. I said, were you that kind to this demon? Why do you think it's still hanging around? And I says, I'm not praying for you. Because I prayed for you before. And I said, God wants you to use your authority. So she started with a little limp voice to cast this thing out. And of course, nothing happened. I said, Mom, would you just imagine that this is that ugly animal that peed all over you and you've got a fever from it? She says, oh, come on. I said, Mom, I'm serious. Get angry. Be meaning business. And rebuke the fever. And you'll be fine.
I think I got a cold.
Get rid of it too. After about 15 minutes of praying in the spirit, well, why don't you do it? I said, no. Why don't you do it? And I'll agree with you for a change. All of a sudden, she got angry. And she began to speak in tongues, and the next thing you know, everything fell away. She says, it didn't come out in French or in English. I said, no, but it came out of your spirit. I said, you use the authority of your spirit. It's the spirit of Christ Jesus that casts this thing out. How do you like your freedom?
Oh, she says, it's wonderful.
And I said, can we have lunch? She said, yes. Are you ready? Are you ready with authority and power to give orders to evil spirits? And they will come out. Amen? He rebuked the fever and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. In other words, she was no longer what? She was no longer sick. How much sickness do we put up with that is not of God? And I'm not saying that everything that you are sick with is a demon spirit. I am not saying that. Because St. Paul had problems with his eyes and there was a healing process that was needed. But you've got to get your instructions from Papa. Get your knowledge from Papa. And if it is a negative spirit, cast it out and you'll have freedom. That's my commission to you. Would you stand, please? Would you put your Bibles down? See, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Because He anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. To recover the sight for the blind. To release the oppressed. And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. For me. And my house. And for all those that the Lord tells me to intercede for. To pray for. And to cast the devil out. And it starts with me. This house was given to me. This body was formed in Mama's womb. And it was intended to be a house for me. And I gave it to Jesus. He's fully in charge. He's fully inside. He's fully capable.
He's fully capable
to cast out all the negative forces. From the top of my head to the very bottoms of my feet. No more procrastination. I'll cast them out and celebrate Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in you will help me when I'm in trouble.
Help me
to get over whatever's hurting.
Get free.
Hallelujah.
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 That's it.